First of all, thanks so much for this wonderful site, which has become a key source of Torah learning for me. I heard the Rav say in a shiur concerning the recent demonstrations in Yerushalayim against an immodest parade that it is not our tradition to make violent protests. In the course of a conversation with a Talmud Chacham, whom I respect, I mentioned the Rav's comments. He said he strongly disagrees. He said I should ask the Rav about what happened when the non-religious King Yanai, who was also Kohen Gadol, changed the order of service in the temple. This was on Sukkot, and the people in the temple were so angry they threw estrogs and stones at him. The edge of the altar was actually broken off because it was hit by a stone. Therefore, the Talmud Chacham claims there is a Jewish tradition to respond very forcefully when our beliefs are offended. I was convinced by the Rav's words, but now this Talmud Chacham has put doubt into my mind. How should we view violent protests by observant Jews? Shimon Frey from Beit Shemesh. I'm going to group the next question together with this. Rav left in response to the threat of the parade, riots broke out in Geula and throughout the country. On the one hand, it seemed itself like a Chil Hashem, endangering people and damaging the land. On the other hand, it seemed effective, where a peaceful demonstration surely would not have been. What is the proper outlook in the issue? Aaron from Yerushalayim. Okay, first of all, each situation is a separate thing. The Chazon Ish, the Stipler, Rav Shach have said over and over again that our derech is not to have violence, alimut, in any form. There are surely exceptions. The fact that the Gemara says that people threw esrogim at the Kohen who threw the water of Nisach HaMayim on his feet does not say that it was sanctioned by Chazal, nor does it say that one should do such a thing in every situation. It tells us what happened then. It doesn't tell us that that was proper or that it was sanctioned by Chazal. There are times when perhaps there is no other Eitzah and one has to do something that would seem to be violent, and there are times that that for sure is not the case. What our Chachamim have told us is that the rule is this is not our derech. Whether there are exceptions to that rule, then Gedolei Yisrael would have to decide at each situation when there are exceptions to the rule.